Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our special program tonight called or titled The Hour of Resurrection with Pastor Charles Yuka, the Prophet with Solution, here at WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station. Tonight, by the grace of God Almighty, I will continue on my discussion last week, Sunday. I will continue with the same topic, powers behind the sin. Powers behind the sin. We began to speak on this topic last week, Sunday, and God, by His grace, gave us the revelation power to unveil mysteries that are not common to human eyes, that are not common to human eyes. But God gave us the revelation to unveil the powers behind the sin. Tonight, I am going to take the Bible reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. My dear friends, if you are hearing the sound of my voice tonight, I would like you to pick up your Bible and read with me the book of Isaiah. I want us to get into the reason why there are powers behind the sin. I began to speak this last week, Sunday, and I showed you how the powers behind the sin came into existence. But tonight, I am going to be speaking about the hierarchies of satanic kingdom. The hierarchies of satanic kingdom. This is what I will be discussing tonight, the hierarchies of satanic kingdom. How did these hierarchies came to be established? But now let's get into the word of God, Isaiah 14, verse 12 to 14. Now the Bible says, "How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth. You who once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of assembly, on the utmost heights of Mount Zaphon. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. But you are brought down to the realms of the dead, to the depths of the pit." Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that as many that will hear the sound of my voice tonight, that you alone will be the only one that will open their eyes to the powers behind the sin. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Don't forget that this is Pastor Charles Yuka, the senior pastor of Vineyard of Fruit Ministries here in Dorchester, Massachusetts. And this program is titled The Hour of Restoration with Pastor Charles Yuka, the Prophet with Solution. Tonight, we are going to talk about the hierarchies of satanic kingdom. And these are the powers behind the sin. The hierarchies of satanic kingdom. Now, the reason why I read the book of Isaiah, let me give a synopsis of what I discussed last week, Sunday. The devil said in his heart, "I will." He said there is something called the five I wills of the devil. And it was because of the five I wills of the devil that made Lucifer to be cast down on earth. Now, Lucifer said, "I will ascend to the heavens." That's number one. Number two, "I will raise my throne above the stars of God." Number two. Now, number three, "I will sit enthroned on the mount of the assembly." Number four, "I will ascend above the tops of the cloud." And number five, "I will make myself like the Most High." It was this "I will" of the devil that made him to be sent out of heaven. The Bible says, "When iniquity was found in Lucifer, he was cast down from heaven to earth." Now, when he came down on earth, he did not come down alone. He came down with 3/4 of the angels in heaven. So when these angels came down on earth, they were no longer holy angels. Rather, they were now called fallen angels or demons. These are the powers behind the sin. A lot of times, many Christians don't even believe that there are powers that are invisible. My dear friends, you need to understand that there are powers that are invisible. There are powers you can see, but you can see the evil things they do. Now, when Satan came down with these angels, they formed what is called Satanic Kingdom, the hierarchies of Satanic Kingdom. Now, in the hierarchy of Satanic Kingdom, the lowest ranking level is the demonic level, which is demons. Demons are the lowest level in the Satanic Kingdom. Demons are the lowest level. You know why? Because demons are given assignment to individuals. A demon is given an assignment to possess a woman and make that woman to become a drug addict. A demon is possesses a man and cause that man to be a pedophile, sleeping and raping young girls. A demon cannot operate on earth without human invitation. A demon cannot operate on earth without using a human body. Because demons, they don't have body to operate on earth. So for them to operate on earth, they have to look for somebody they can use his body. So a lot of people don't even know they are demon-possessed. How do you know you have been possessed by the devil? Because you begin to do things that are not right. You begin to do things that are not right. You see a lady, you see a boy, you see a man, you see a woman who wake up in the morning and the person want to kill him or herself. You want to commit suicide. There is something that is called the demon of suicide. So when the demon of suicide possesses a man, the person wants to kill him or herself. These are the hierarchies of Satanic Kingdom. Demons were not created by God. God created angels. But when the angels came on earth with Lucifer, they became demons. And demons are always looking for someone to use to accomplish their purpose. No demon can operate without a human body. There is something called the human of prostitution, human demon of robbery, demon of murder. When somebody begins to take pleasure in killing fellow human being, that is demonic possession. It doesn't matter. I don't care what psychology tells you. One thing I know, there are powers behind the scene. Somebody comes out and somebody says that he is a serial killer. You kill people and you are happy. That is demon possession. You are possessed by the demon. So demons are the lowest level of Satanic Kingdom in hierarchy. Now, the highest level, because of time, I'm not going to give you all the levels, but I'm going to give you just the lowest and the highest. Now, the highest level in the Satanic Kingdom is called principalities. Please don't forget that this is Pastor Charles Yuka, and this is the hour of restoration. We are here to restore people. We are here to restore lost souls. We are here to restore dignity. We are here to restore our anointing. We are here to restore marriages. We are here to restore jobs that are lost. We are here to restore children back to their parents. So this is the hour of restoration. And if you key into the hour of restoration, I prophesy that your life will be restored in the name of Jesus.
You're listening to WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station.
Praise God. So now principalities are the highest level in the hierarchies of satanic kingdom. Now the word principalities is from the Greek word archaios, which means rule or government. Which means rule or government. So principalities are not demons. Ashanaba izume iniana akumbe inazunte in arabia dea. Rabas kupum bebebe indelelendenia. They are not demons. They are higher than demons. These are principalities. They do not operate on earth. Rather, they are in the second heaven. Now, these principalities, Holy Ghost, help me. These principalities, they are not interested in individuals. Rather, they are interested in nations. They are interested in countries. They are interested in kingdoms. That is why they are called principalities, which means rule or government. Rule or government. So these are the highest ranking in the satanic kingdom that Satan delegates them to influence the affairs of nations. They are there to influence the affairs of nations, to influence countries, to influence the laws that are being passed in nations. They operate with presidents and the prime ministers and kings. They make them bring out laws that are contrary to the laws of God. They make them say things that are not the will of God. And that is why you look at some countries today, they have some laws that are completely in contrast with the will of God. I'm not here to mention any laws of the country for privacy reasons, but I know that if you are hearing the sound of my voice, you know there are certain laws that are being passed in nations, but these laws do not align with the will of God. They do not align with the will of God. They don't align. So these laws are being passed. Now, there are powers behind the laws. It is not the president or the senate or the house of assembly. Rather, there are principalities that are responsible for this. So they influence these guys, they influence these men and women, making them to pass laws that do not align with the will of God. Let me tell you something in the scriptures, in the book of Daniel. Now, before the book of Daniel, the Bible says clearly that there was a time that God wanted the Jews to be in captivity. As a matter of fact, God said he would send the Jews to captivity so that the land can have rest for 70 years. Now, listen to this. It was the will of God because of the calamity in the land of Israel, because of the trouble in the land. So God wanted his people to go into captivity so that there will be peace in the land. And it was the plan of God for them to remain in captivity for 70 years, which means after 70 years, they will come out of captivity. But according to the word of God in the book of Daniel chapter 10, the people of Israel, the Jews, they were still in captivity even after 70 years. Now the question is, why is it that they remained in captivity after the promise of God that they will come out after 70 years? There are powers that kept them in captivity. Now when you look at the book of Daniel chapter 10, Holy Ghost, help me. Verse 12. Now, the Bible said that Daniel was a man who feared God. He was in captivity as well, but he began to read the scriptures. The Bible says that Daniel began to read the scriptures. Daniel discovered that in the scripture that there was a promise that the people of Israel, the Jews, they were supposed to come out of captivity after 70 years. But to the greatest surprise of Daniel, they have been in captivity way longer than 70 years. Why were they still in captivity? Now the Bible said that Daniel began to pray. When he began to pray in the book of Daniel chapter 10, please write it down and study the word of God. When Daniel began to pray in the book of Daniel chapter 10, the Bible says that an angel called Angel Gabriel came to Daniel in a vision in the night and said to Daniel, "Oh, Daniel, the day you prayed, your prayers was answered, and I was coming to give you the solution to your prayers, but I was withheld in the second heaven by a prince of Persia." Now listen to this. Daniel prayed, and God answered Daniel instantly. Now, the solution, the prayer request, the solution to the prayer, whatever Daniel was praying about was given to an angel of the Lord to bring to Daniel. Now, the angel was dispatched from the third heaven, and he was on his way to the earth, which is the first heaven. Now, listen, there are three heavens. Number one is the first heaven, which is the earth, where we live. Second heaven is the heavenly places where principalities are living. Now, the third heaven is heaven where God and his angels are living. Now, an angel of the Lord was dispatched from the third heaven. But for him to get to the first heaven where Daniel was praying, he had to transit through the second heaven where principalities are living. Now, when the principality called the prince of Persia, because the people of Israel were in captivity in Persian kingdom. Now, the angel of the Lord, Angel Gabriel, was coming down. So, while he was on transit in the heavenly places, while he was on transit in the second heaven, he was stopped by the prince that controlled the territory. He was stopped for 21 days until he called a backup, requested for the angel Michael, who had a higher authority to help him out. When Angel Michael arrived, they defeated the prince that was holding Daniel for 21 days. That is why, child of God, I'm telling you, there are powers behind the scene. You are praying for years. You've been praying for months, but your prayer has not been answered. There may be some principalities holding on to your prayer, but I came as a mantle and oracle of God to decree tonight that any prayer that is being withheld in the realms of the spirit, that they are being released now. There are powers behind the scene that are sitting on your marriage now. That is why you are having marital problem. There are powers behind the scene that is saying, no, you can never succeed. There are powers behind the scene that are saying, you can never get married. You can never settle down as a woman. You can never settle down as a man. You can never have a good job. You can never have a good relationship. You can never keep a job. You can never be a good man or a good woman. There are powers responsible. My dear friends, it is time for Christians and the people of God to rise and begin to pray, rise and begin to prophesy, rise and begin to enforce the will of God on earth. Otherwise, the will of the devil will continue to take preeminence on earth. And that is what God does not want us to do. Now, look at this. Very simple. Powers behind the scene. Powers behind the scene. These are powers behind the scene. A man prayed on earth. God released the answer. An angel was given the solution, but the angel could not get to the man because of the powers behind the scene. Now, the Bible called that principality the prince of Persia. Now, the people of Israel, they were in Persian kingdom. Now, on earth, there is a kingdom called Persia. In the second heaven, there is also a kingdom called Persia. Now, there is a prince in the second heaven called the prince of Persia, which is a principality. And there is also a king on earth called King Darius. King Darius is the natural king that we see on earth, but nobody sees the invisible prince that is in the realms of the spirit. It was that prince in the realm of the spirit, that prince in the second heaven, that stopped the prayer of Daniel. Now you begin to wonder why, when Daniel began to pray, the people in the parliament of the king, they gathered against King against Daniel, and they said to King Darius, "This Daniel is violating the laws. If we don't stop him now, the will of God is going to be established in Persia. Therefore, King Darius, it is right time for you to sign an executive order to stop every man from praying to any other god apart from the God you serve, apart from your oracles, and apart from your shrine, apart from your God." Now, why is it that the people were against Daniel, who knew God, who worshiped God? It was because he was trying to enforce the will of God on earth. But the powers that be, the principalities, did not want that to happen. So what they did was, physically, they gathered against Daniel. And the king, Darius, signed an executive order, saying no man should be able to pray to any other god apart from the God of Darius. But Daniel continued, the Bible said that Daniel violated that stupid law and began to pray to God four times facing Jerusalem. And he prays to his God. Because he prayed to his God, they found a way to accuse him that he is against the will and the ordinances of the government. So they said to King, "For what Daniel has done, we have to kill Daniel." So the king said, "Daniel shall be thrown into the lion's den for the lions to feed on him." My dear friends, when they put Daniel in the lion's den, the Bible said that the lions did not touch him. Why? Because Daniel served the living God. I am speaking to somebody under this heavy anointing tonight. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what people think about you. I am here to encourage you to pray in the morning, to pray in the day, to pray in the night. Listen to me, child of God. Do not follow laws that are not in line with the will of God. You got to pray all the time. It is the responsibility of a Christian, a child of God, a believer, to pray every day. When you pray, child of God, you enforce the will of God on earth. When you pray, my dear friends, you enforce the will of God. When you stand against the wickedness of the devil, you bring the peace of God in the land. The land of Massachusetts need peace. We need joy. We want to be happy. But how can you be happy when the devil is operating in the land? My dear friends, we came to Massachusetts to bring the peace of God. We did not come to bring disaster. We did not come to bring quarrel. We did not come to bring argument. Rather, we came with the peace of God. And any man that hears the sound of my voice tonight, may you receive the ability, may you receive the power, may you receive the capacity to pray. May you receive the anointing to pray. Because when men pray, things begin to happen. It pains my heart seeing Christians who don't pray. Child of God, you got to pray in the morning. You got to pray to enforce the will of God. There are powers behind the scene. These powers are working 24 hours, but Christians are not doing anything. These powers are watching you, but you are not doing anything. These powers are doing what they were called to do, but you, a Christian, you don't even pray. When you see people like us that pray for 40 days fasting, 21 days fasting, my dear friends, there is something we want to key into. It is called anointing. When you have the anointing, everything becomes easy for you. My dear friends, I want you to begin to pray. Pray with me even tonight as I lay hands and as I speak to your life in the name of Jesus. Powers behind the scene. Sometimes we do things that we did not want to do. Paul says, the things I want to do, I don't do them. But the things that I don't want to do, those are the things that I keep on doing. Powers behind the scene. My dear friends, it is time for you and I to rise up against these powers. It is time for you and I to rise up and praise God all the time. It is time for you and I to pray four times just like Daniel did. It doesn't matter the promises of God upon your life. You got to rise up and enforce the promises of God. Maybe you have been praying for something for the past years, but you don't receive the answer. I tell you, my dear friends, there are powers in the second heaven that could be standing on your prayer. And I pray that God will deliver you even as you hear the sound of my voice tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget that this is Pastor Charles Oka. I am the senior pastor of Vineyard of Fruit Ministries. And this program is titled The Hour of Restoration with Pastor Charles, the Prophet with Solution. Here at WBCALP 102.9 FM, Boston, Boston's community radio station. We are here every Sunday, 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. In case you have not given your life to Jesus, this is an opportunity for you right now to give your life to Christ. Just pray with me right now. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, it is time. Don't let the devil deceive you. Don't let your friends deceive you. Silently say this prayer with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for my sake. Today I decree and I declare that I am a born again. In Jesus' name I pray. If you have said this prayer, I want to say a very wonderful congratulations to you because you have made a decision that you will never regret. If you want to hear more about this message, 857-269-7688. The number is 857-269-7688. And our website is www.vineyardoffruits.com. This is Prophet Charles Yuka signing out. May God bless you for listening to this message tonight. And may you remain blessed. I will speak to you same time next week, Sunday, 7 o'clock here at WBCALP 102.9 FM, Boston, Boston's community radio station. Remain blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.